that? Explain it.
What do you need to explain?
Just the whole thing.
Okay. In particular...
Lower voice. Yeah.
Bursa. 380, automatic, or semi-automatic. You can pull a hammer back and pull the trigger and fire it, or you can pull a trigger and it'll draw the hammer back and fire it. It has an external safety, but it does not have a decocker.
And what's the difference between a decocker and a safety?
The safety locks out the hammer totally. The decocker will bring the hammer forward without firing the weapon.
Okay.
It's 380, which is the bore.
And what's a bore?
The size of the bullet in diameter.
All I can think of is...
See, here's a 45.
Holy crap.
And there's a 9mm.
Oh. So in other words, it's the size of the circumference of the circle?
Yes.
Oh, I came the barrel. So you call the bore the inside and the barrel the outside?
The barrel is what fires the bullet. The bore size is the size of the barrel.
Oh. So, and this is all one piece though, right? Or can we
It's an alloy. Yeah, you can put different grips on there, but I'm sure you'll have to have them made.
Really?
Because that's what...
It's standard, so you can't, like, make it like some of the other ones that you can...
Right.
Okay. So, the Bursa, what other one did I want or look at?
You looked at the 320 SIG. You like that one as well.
Oh, yeah. Where's that one at?
Right here. 9mm.
Because that was...
It has no external hammer.
Oh, you're right. So, what is that?
That's the hammer mechanism, but it's not exposed.
Can you add a hammer to it?
No. That's the way the gun is produced.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did like this one because it's easy to...
It's easy to operate.
Yeah, and I got a little place to put my fingies.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, wait. Don't do that. Yeah. Pull back this way.
Wait.
What button are you using? This one right here.
Oh. I was wondering why it was like...
You gotta pull down on it.
Oh, that's why. This one's too hard. To pull down on it.
No.
Did I do it before?
Yeah, you did it before. I think you're afraid of it because it's new to you.
Yeah.
I'll get you this one.
I don't want it
cute.
Snapping in. See, this was the song he wrote for Junior. Is it that button? Yes. Oh, I like this.
Really? It's another... Oh, that's a 9mm.
This is cool, too.
Yeah, that would have some pop to it.
Oh, I like it. I got a little place for my fingers. That's what it is.
You need a place to put your fingers on the slide when you pull it back.
Yeah, and those the big ones don't have it. Oh, I like this one too. But these icky.
That's the 938 Extreme. What's icky? The grips? Yeah, those can be changed.
Can the
grips? Yes, that can be changed also.
That's icky. Oh, I like this one too. What? And does this?
Yeah, let's see here.
It's a 3, but it doesn't tell you.
Okay, it has a safety, but no external, or it doesn't have the hammer decock.
Is it a double or a single? It doesn't say.
It's a single.
Mm.
But it's a monster. Yeah. A one in a pipe.
Oh, yeah. So basically, there's nothing. It would just be boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd slide
and,
right
see,
through
like
9mm.
Because look, then you can just...
Yep.
I like this one too.
Okay.
I like this one a little bit.
The SIG 320, P320, the SIG 938 Extreme.
And then the...
S&W.
What was it, the Bursa?
The Bursa 380.
Was it? Yeah, Thunder.
Yeah, Bursa Thunder 380. and the S&P MP.
Yeah, I like this one. I like this one a lot, too. I just shot the hole in the wall again.
Nice.
So how do you spend your Saturdays? Well, instead of going looking for diamonds and jewels and pearls, we go looking at guns. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be my birthday present?
Rock Island, 22. No, this is not going to be your birthday present. Not unless you want it to be.
No, not really. So, when do you plan on buying this one?
As soon as I get your shotgun done.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Kimber. I like this one. See, it's even got the scallop.
I don't like that one. I can tell by looking at it, I don't like it.
Well, it's a 45,
yeah. Oh, my God, this is awesome. This is absolute. What is this?
That's the grip safety.
What was the grip safety?
It allows it to fire. If you don't have your thumb on there, it ain't going to fire.
Right here?
Yep.
So, in other words,
you have to have this engaged. The grip safety engaged before you pull the trigger. Otherwise, the trigger won't do anything. It'll just stop.
Why does it do that?
Because there's a certain amount of play in the trigger. That's all 1911s.
Oh, God. No. That's a monstrosity.
The one I'm really looking for is one I know you would like. It's called the Springfield Arms Ultra.
Who makes it?
Springfield Arms.
Oh, they're over here. Springfield's. Springfield. Springfield.
It has an alloy frame. Lightweight frame here, though. Compared to most guns.
Huh.
Think of the like about the 1911 is that the slide release, I can change this out, put an extended slide release on it, which means all you have to do is drop your thumb on it, and it'll close. It's like Oscar at home. Mm. It's got the extended slide release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a bear. Oh, hold on, it's too bad, actually. Oh, yeah, it is. You got to put a lot of back pressure on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I put an extended slide release on there, you just put your thumb on it, click, and it's closed.
I don't like it because it's got all the gizmo thingies, and
yeah,
I don't
grip it really nice. Hold it out like you're going to fire it.
Here,
hold that.
Okay. I like the size of the grip, but I don't like all this stuff that I have to pay attention to.
You don't have to pay attention to the grip safety. All that means is you have to have your hand on the gun. And I can get that in.
Oh, see, I do. I do like.
This is 9mm as well, so it's going to have far less recoil than a 45. Yeah, we'll change that if you wanted the gun. You can change that easily. That's a 5-minute job.
It's too long.
Okay.
No wonder why you got calluses on your thumbs.
See, there's a safety.
It's not bad.
Try the thumb safety.
This?
Yeah.
Oh. How do you flick it back? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's a very accommodating gun compared to a lot of them.
Here. It is, but I don't.
I got it.
That's going to have a lot of. I don't know, if I'm not 9mm?
Yep.
That's not bad. I still like the ones that. The other ones.
Lionheart? Never heard of it.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, but it's for grip. It's not to be just pretty. There's a Walther. What is this? 40
PPQ.
Caliber?
Oh, Smith & Wesson.
9mm.
That's 11 rounds. That's 15.
Ooh. Here you go.
Oh, this seems kind of light. What's all this here?
Oh, that's the trigger. You have to have that centerpiece engaged. It's just like a Glock before it'll let you pull the trigger back.
Careful, because my fingertips do that.
That's ambidextrous. That means it'll do it on either side.